Hi, this is Zach. Welcome to the Coleraine Connection.
The official
behind the scenes
inside scoop
down Gilead Lane
Funcast.
And now, your hosts, Lori Twitchell and Steve O'Dell.
All right, so it is now just about the end of June.
Yes, I can't believe it.
I know. My wife still is working on getting the, you know, like summer routine, you know, with the kids figured out, you know,
me
having
too.
Everybody home.
Me too. I mean, I'm usually right on target with this.
Yeah.
But I mean, we had the surgery and it just messed up
right.
our entire, we've been joking that our summer is already a third over, if not
right.
more.
I was just saying to Kelly, I think we'll probably be like a well-oiled machine, like a week before it's time for them to go back to school.
Yeah.
But, we've got some folks listening, and I'm so glad we do, because it's been a while.
Yes.
So, thanks for downloading, you guys. It's great to be back. It's great to have you here. Lori, you were alluding to the surgery. Do you want to explain that a little bit more for our listeners?
Yeah, I mean, really briefly, my husband injured himself at the beginning of May and ended up needing to have surgery about 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago today, actually.
Wow, yeah.
And the surgery went well. We've had a lot of issues along the way and, you know, some minor complications and some other things. But he's supposed to go back to work tomorrow, and we would appreciate prayer regarding
yes.
that, because he's still having some trouble walking or doing a whole lot for longer than about 15 or 20 minutes at a time.
Yeah.
But that's so military.
Yeah.
They want him back.
Pray for Mr. Twitchell, everybody.
Yes.
By the way, in case you're new, I'm Steve O'Dell in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And
I'm Lori Twitchell. And I'm not in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Right. Down on the other side of the equator. Or at least the Mason-Dixon line. I don't know.
In the Mason-Dixon line. I'm closer to the equator than you are.
That's true.
It's 102 today. It's supposed to
Yikes. Be. Yikes. This is the behind-the-scenes podcast for the hit family radio drama Down Gilead Lane. You've tuned into the Coleraine Connection.
That's right. We have the inside scoop.
Yes, behind the scenes.
Everything you never knew you wanted to know.
Right. And we are kind of in between seasons 11 and 12 of Down Gilead Lane, but we did have a couple of specials. First-time specials from a first-time Gilead writer
yes.
that have aired here in the last month and a half.
So we thought it'd be a good time for a podcast.
Yeah, because it's been so long. And we've heard from a lot of folks, like gotten a lot of emails, so we want to make sure we give some time to those
to
emails.
Mailbag.
Right, the mailbag. So let's get into it. Episode S16, that's special number 16, Miss Rhubarb.
Miss Rhubarb.
Yes. And I should say that it was written by Kathy Buchanan, mm-hmm. A new writer to Down Gilead Lane.
But not a new writer.
No. She's been writing in many different forms for quite a while. Very talented writer. And it's kind of interesting. John Fornoff wrote with Kathy Buchanan at Focus on the Family. And during season 11, when John wasn't able to write any episodes for us, he said, well, you know, I got a friend. I know somebody that would maybe do a good job. And he gave us Kathy's name, and we talked to her. And by the time we actually had her totally up to speed on the Gilead, you know, history and everything, and just kind of like how we write and how we operate, Lori had pretty much written the whole season. So,
but I didn't have any time for anything special, and we do
right.
like to include specials.
Yes. And it was kind of cool how it worked out. We were like, well, these will air sometime in the spring or summer, so let's do something that's kind of set around that time frame, but not think about any kind of like holidays or anything
right.
like that, you know, because we've got the, you know, 4th of July and
Thanksgiving, Christmas,
all of those holidays.
We've
got those
yeah.
covered. But as the show's kind of shaped up, and the first one being about Haley wanting to enter the Miss Rhubarb pageant, part of the Rhubarb Festival, which we've talked about in early episodes of Down Gilead
Lane.
We
did, yes.
I thought, you know, the way she's kind of like interacting with Mary and the way that kind of relationship is playing out, this kind of feels a little bit like a Mother's Day special. Like, this could work if we drop it on Mother's Day. But we didn't set out to plan it to be a Mother's Day special.
No.
Kind of interesting.
It worked nicely that way. And since we had a Mother's Day special.
Yep. Then I started looking at the other one that we were also brainstorming, which would be kind of like a family vacation thing. And we had this relationship between John and Michael kind of like emerge to the surface. And I was like, oh, that would work for Father's Day. So
imagine
again,
that.
We did not go into brainstorming those thinking, okay, we want to put something on Mother's Day and Father's Day weekend. In fact, it was real tight to actually hit the deadline to be able to air it on Mother's Day, the first one, because we were, you know, coming out of production on season 11, and we only had a couple of weeks there before Mother's Day weekend. So we were real tight actually making it to air, but I thought this works so well on Mother's Day, we really, really should try to. So we went for it.
So we did. And you know the coolest part about
what?
The whole fact that Kathy wrote the Mother's Day special?
Yes.
She became a mom shortly after writing these episodes.
Second or third.
Yes.
Yep. She was expecting when we were brainstorming and working through the drafts. And yes, the birth of her child kind of delayed that last draft, the final draft a little bit, but we got everything just on time and she got her baby just on time. And so, yeah, that was kind of cool. It's been a big year for her and her family.
Yes. So congratulations to Kathy. And we were very, very pleased to have you on board for these episodes. And we did get some comments on these episodes. One thing I suppose we need to address is that the message boards aren't there anymore.
right. Which, yeah, I think most people probably know by now.
But just in case you didn't. Our podcast has changed a little bit in that we can't say, hey, well, we're going to go to the message boards and see what people had to say.
Mm-hmm.
We actually need you to email that in to us or hit up the blog.
Right. Which I have to confess, I've been a little bit lazy with my blogging lately, but I did put in an entry yesterday.
Yes, and I've been obviously lazy on the blogging, but I'm going to use my husband's injury as an excuse.
There you go. We'll take that.
So
yes, if you have heard Miss Rhubarb and you would like to give us your feedback and your thoughts and your comments, I will make sure to put a blog entry today when we get done podcasting to allow you to comment there.
Yes. And so we had Miss Rhubarb, and what was the other episode that we had, Steve-O?
The other episode was Family Camp.
Yes. And that was the episode we aired on Father's Day.
Father's Day weekend, yep. Again, we just kind of like thought, well, let's, you know, just focus on the Morrisons. Let's not look at, you know, some of the other characters around Coleraine, and let's kind of get them into a different environment. And so we decided to go to camp. But this is different from like Summer Camp Blues, which was, you know, the kids are in a camp program. This is more like the family.
Everybody's
goes.
Good.
Right. Goes to a campground where they've got a cabin and they do things kind of together as a family. But there are other families there.
That's why we called it Family Camp.
Right. And the interesting thing that we explored with Michael that we've never really delved into much with him is having an interest in a young lady.
Ooh.
Yeah. He meets, you know, and that often happens, you know, like I can remember, going to some kind of vacation place or a camp place and you all of a sudden notice somebody. And so anyway, so he hits it off with a young lady, Julia was her name, and John kind of wants to connect with him. So it creates conflict.
It does.
But did you have a question, Lori?
What? No. Well,
I can tell you were wanting to ask something.
I made a funny little comment about, hey, Mike, hit it off with somebody. Are they getting married now?
Oh, right. Was that a question you had, or were you just saying something that someone else had?
Actually,
been
I would think that might be a question that's in that segment that's going to be coming up in a little while, but we'll discuss that in a little while.
So this is a tease. So what you're doing is you're kind of...
Yeah, and it's pretty cheesy. I mean, it's not intended to be the cheesy teasy. I almost said something a little while ago about how we had to include the Morrison kids in the special since they're not going to be in season 12, and made a funny little,
ooh,
you know, but I figured that you'd, the guys in the suits with the sunglasses would start causing chaos and havoc then.
And right now, our listeners are freaking out. What? The Morrisons aren't going to be in season 12?
I was just kidding.
Just kidding.
It's okay.
We will do a full-blown cheesy-teasy podcast to kind of launch season 12 later this summer.
That's kind of grown on Steve. He was a little afraid of the teasing stuff when we very first started the podcasting, but I think that he likes it now. He's become a very good, consummate marketing professional and just throwing out those things just to make you more interested.
Yeah, but there are still certain parts of the story that are under lock and key and 24-hour surveillance, and they will not be divulged.
Exactly. So that was as big of a cheesy teasy as you're going to get, and it really wasn't because I was just kidding. So let's move on to the... Should we move on to the... You know what I was thinking?
What?
We keep talking about the mailbag, but do our kids even know what a mailbag is since snail mail is not the norm these days?
Well, I think we have a few employees of the U.S. Postal Service who listen to our podcast, so they lug those mailbags around all day long.
Yes, and that's what it is. if anybody has seen any old movies where there's somebody who's just become very, very famous, they suddenly get these huge bags of mail just dumped at their place, things like that. So
in this day and age, those bags are virtual bags of mail.
They're electronic.
Right, hard drives.
Our inboxes are full, yes. So yes. I suppose we should call it the mail hard drive?
The mail hard drive segment. It doesn't have the same ring to it.
Yeah, our inbox segment.
There you go, the inbox segment.
There you go. And you know how we always set off the inbox?
Yes, I hear the banjo playing right now.
Upsy-do, now stomp your shoe. Here we go with the mail haiku.
Today, one of our questions, we're going to go a little backwards.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Is that okay?
Yes.
We have an email that we received, and one of the questions in the email from Tony says, what is a haiku and what are the rules for creating one?
Ah.
So I'm going to start with what a haiku is, and then we'll read a haiku that I did not write, but Steve did not write. Ooh. And then we'll go into the mailbag segment and address the rest of Tony's questions. But a haiku is an ancient form of poetry from Japan.
Uh-huh.
And it's three lines. It's very simple to create. Three lines. And you go based on the syllables. The first line has five syllables. The second line has seven syllables. And the third line has five. Those are the rules.
So we're not counting words, we're counting actual syllables.
Yes. So you just
count
on your fingers.
The word syllable has three syllables in it. Syllable.
Yes, it does. Syllable.
Okay, sorry.
So I thought this morning, instead of myself, well, and you know, it might be afternoon or evening when you're listening to this podcast. So anyway, I thought that instead of writing one myself or having Steve be tortured enough to write one because we wouldn't be able to podcast till tomorrow then, that maybe I would go into some famous haikus that have been written.
Cool.
And I have one here from Natsumi Soseki. And he's the Charles Dickens of Japan. And here's his haiku.
Okay, let's get to it.
Over the wintry forest, winds howl in rage with no leaves to blow.
Nice. Ooh, that's evocative.
There you go.
It evokes an image of winter in my head, which is, you know, this time of year, that takes some doing.
Yeah, it does. But, you know, I thought everybody could use something cool.
Yeah,
because you know, like I said, 102 here today.
Very nice.
So yeah, and that's a haiku.
Okay, so do we have any more in Tony's email that we should continue?
Yes, we do. It's really interesting. Tony says, this is my attempt to connect with you guys at DGL to say that my family has been enjoying the program since season 7.
Nice.
Before season 7, Tony didn't even know that DGL existed. I think that's the, you know, and that means that you've got a lot of episodes you can listen to catch up.
Yeah.
His other part of his question is, are you likely to get DGL on Christian radio in the UK? Because that's where Tony is. He's in the United Kingdom.
Oh, wow.
And there's a 24-hour Christian radio station in the UK, Premier Radio, that he would like to see, well, here, Gilead on. And he says, keep sweet in the Lord and continue in this great ministry. Blessings to you from Tony in London.
Awesome. Thank you, Tony. Premier Radio. I'm going to have to look into that, because that would be awesome if we could, you know, get on the
airwaves. That'd be fantastic.
Airwaves.
And we can say we've been requested now. We're hearing from your
That's
listeners.
Right.
So we appreciate hearing from you, Tony.
All right. I've got an email here from Anne from Parts Unknown, and she is commenting on the Family Camp episode.
Okay.
Hi. I really liked the show for this week. It helped me with thinking about talking and spending time with Jesus. While Zach was talking about how we are so ready to spend time with friends and do stuff we like, but we don't really want to spend time with God, I was thinking about myself. Actually, while he was talking, I was thinking about my get-together with my friends this afternoon. When I heard what Zach was saying, I started praying about my prayer life, which is lacking. Thanks for the big reminder. Besides the spiritual content, I also really liked the show. Oh, it's awesome and really funny. All right. Anne,
fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Anne. We are glad that you liked that. And, you know, one of the things that we do work on is being funny, too.
Yeah, we try.
Sometimes we actually have to scale back on our funny in the episodes because they would kind of take over.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's one of those fun things that we do during brainstorming. And we're, you know, we're so pleased that listening to an episode of Down Gilead Lane was a good reminder for you on your prayer life and spending time with God.
That is awesome.
That is so. What's key. That's why we do these things.
That's right.
So right. I have one from Brooke.
Let's hear it.
It's not Brooke Morrison. It's
okay.
Just Brooke.
All right.
And she loves the teachings that are in Down Gilead Lane. She would like to get the package sent to her on how to tell people about Jesus.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people that don't have the chance to know Christ because their parents don't believe in God or they just don't care. And she has a heart for reaching out to those people. So that is from Brooke. And Steve, is there a package that we have?
Yes. In fact, I believe we've got that already on its way to Brooke in Ohio, by the way.
And if there's anybody else who would like that package about how to share Jesus with other people, you can contact Steve and I through the Funcast email, phone number, all that information that Steve is going to regurgitate for you now.
Oh, I see. You are hinting that I should give the
you're the fact man.
It is ccfuncast@gileadlane.org. ccfuncast@gileadlane.org. Also, if you want something that you know can at least like get ideas from like right now, go to cbhministries.org, and there is a section there called Knowing God. And if you click on that, it has, you know, basically it walks a person through, you know, how they can know Jesus. And so if you just want to get some tips from that, you can basically steal from us and talk to your friends. That would be great. Okay, let me see. We've got another one here.
Well, I have a question here, and I really, really hope that I get this person's name correct, because I'm not sure how to pronounce it, but Aladrian or Aladrian.
Okay.
Probably Aladrian, I would guess. But Aladrian has written in, said, thanks so much for this broadcast. Although my children are grown, I still enjoy listening online to these fine children's programs while at work. I appreciate that, because as a grown-up, I listened to Down Gilead Lane before I started writing for you. So I thought they were great, too.
Yeah.
Aladrian says they're encouragement and much better than any sad adult soap operas. I like that. That's good. Thank you very much. And when will the next programs begin? Well, we're, as we mentioned earlier, currently working on season 12 right now. And we have a start date for season 12 will be the last week in August. So it's right around the corner, not too far away.
Okay. I have a question. It has taken a little bit of research for me to get the answer to this one. But it's a good question, and I think probably a lot of people would appreciate it. So Christina, she writes, could you please give me a timeline of where the special episodes fit in? We've just discovered DGL, and my girls 10 and 8 are loving it. I'd like to get the specials on CD or download too, but want to slide them in at the appropriate place. And then she's got more to the question, but I will answer that part first. And the thing to keep in mind with specials is that they don't really relate closely, in most cases, they don't relate closely to the, you know, the story arc is what we call it, you know, that, that is sort of woven through the actual seasons. So you can pretty much place them wherever, but, you know, our actors have grown, so you can definitely tell a difference in, you know, where they're at as you go through the specials, but you don't necessarily have to listen to them in order. But if you want to listen in or listen to them in the order of the original air dates, all right, here it goes. The first four specials, the titles of those are Peace and Thank You, From Mary with Love, The Girl Who Assumed Too Much, and Dressed for Sacrifice. They come between seasons 2 and 3. Then the next three specials, Summer Camp Blues, To Grandmother's House We Go, and The Best Christmas on Record, they fall between seasons 3 and 4. Then you've got specials, they're designated 7 and 8. Spring Broke, Part 1 and 2, that's special 7. And then Heart and Soldier, they come between seasons 4 and 5. Then special number 10 would be the next one, and it has the special distinction of being the first episode ever written by our very own Laurie Twitchell.
Woohoo!
Yes. And it falls between seasons 6 and 7. The name of that, by the way, is Oh Little Town of Coleraine. And then you've got an interesting one. Special number 11 falls right in the middle of season 8. It's called Christmas Heirlooms, and it falls right in between episodes 8, 6, and 8, 7. So right in the middle of that season. Then, now this one does matter where it comes, because this one has significance for the rest of the whole series. The Hope That Heals, that's special number 12, and it airs between seasons 8 and 9. And then you've got another couple specials, 13 and 14. They are Table Talk and Putting the Christmas Back in Hope. They fall between seasons 9 and 10. Our Valentine's Day special, which is special 15, falls between seasons 10 and 11. And then these specials that we're talking about today, Miss Rhubarb and Family Camp, they are airing between seasons 11 and 12.
Dun, da, da.
All right. Katrina goes on to say, if I buy them by download, can I import them easily into iTunes? We listen to everything on iTunes when we're in the car. And the answer is yes. You just need to get them, you know, get the file on your hard drive someplace on your computer. And then there's a function in iTunes where you basically say import file.
Yes.
And then you just have to find it and it'll be brought right into your iTunes playlist. And then she wraps up, Christina wraps up by saying, thank you so much. This is a high quality, wonderful series that help encourage my daughters in their faith. And I am so grateful to hear that. Thank you, Katrina, for that email. And I hope that made sense to everyone.
Yes. So that, yes, I think that made sense. And I'm glad that you took the time to look it up, Mr. Odell.
Yes.
And we do have some more emails here.
All right. Let's keep going.
All right. And I have an email from Jane, who is from California. So, hello, cool. Jane from California. Jane was wondering how Grace Andrews became blind. Jane would like to know more about Grace's history. Also, is there a relationship between Tiffany Richter and Randy? And when do Tiffany and Monica become Christians? I listen to you guys every week, so keep up the good work. Well, Jane, there's a lot of questions in there.
Yeah.
I'm going to hopefully be able to address all of them. How did Grace Andrews become blind? That's one of the main story arcs from seasons 1 through 4, where we have the Grace story. If you're listening to where Tiffany Richter and Randy are talking to each other, that you're way later in the seasons. You're looking at seasons 10 or 11. There's a lot more episodes of Down Gilead Lane that you can find by going to our website, cbhministries.org. You can go to the Down Gilead Lane page and find out more about all of those episodes. Grace became blind from a car accident that killed her parents.
Yep.
And I don't want to spoil anything more for you on that, because there's a lot more to that story. So if you go to cvhministries.org, you can check that out. Also, is there a relationship between Tiffany Richter and Randy? Well, there is a friendship that's there. There almost wasn't, because Randy didn't treat her very well when they went out on their first get together. But there is a friendship there, and you'll have to listen to the upcoming season to find out if more is going to happen with Randy and Tiffany. Mm-hmm. And when do Tiffany and Monica become Christians? Well, they aren't. They aren't at this point in our listening pleasure. So again, we'll have to see where those crazy writers and that director decide to take us on what does happen with Monica and Tiffany and their relationship with God.
Yeah.
Was that a concise answer?
I think so.
There were a lot of questions in there. I wanted to make sure to address every one of Jane's questions and make sure to answer what she needs.
Cool.
Sherry did ask, when will season 12 start? Well, we kind of discussed that a couple seconds ago.
Yep.
But in case you missed it, in case you know you paused and just didn't catch it, season 12 is slated to begin airing at the end of August.
Yes, the weekend of August 29.
Oh, see, Steve even has specific dates. I don't have a calendar right in front of me, so I can't say that. So we're looking at a cheesy teasy coming up so that we can get season 12 underway very soon.
Yes.
We also had a question from Alyssa, who wonders, are the Morrison kids ever going to get married?
Well, to some degree, you know, that's in God's hands, just like, you know, everybody in real life. We don't really have that, you know, planned out at this point. We will be talking weddings a little bit in season 12. That's all I'm going to say.
Wow. The world just stopped rotating for about a second there because Steve decided to do a little teasy. But yes, I'm sure at some point the Morrison kids are going to get married when it's legal. Most of the Morrison kids are still underage. There's only two of them that are over 18 now.
That's true. Yeah.
So I'm sure that's one thing. But yes, that I'm sure that that is probably in the plan somewhere.
Hey, here's an interesting question. Bretlin, I hope I've got the name right. Bretlin says, is Down Gilead Lane ever going to have a big disaster with one of the children that changes the whole family?
Whoa. Well, we didn't have a disaster. We have, but we did have the whole family got changed when Hope came on board.
That's true. So that was a life-changing event.
Not disaster.
No, not a disaster. Life-changing event. But, you know, disaster always brings drama, and I love drama, so you never know what might happen.
I'm pretty sure there's some drama coming up in season 12.
That is for true. What else you got, Lori?
We've got Dara. Wanted to know, when did you start Down Gilead Lane?
Wow. This is a history question. Well, we started like brainstorming the ideas and crafting kind of like the whole like world of Gilead. And then we started like auditioning actors and all of that stuff in the summer of 2000. So 9 years ago.
That's a long time. It's almost a decade.
Almost. And then we didn't go to air with our first episode until the spring of 2001. So it was a good 9 months of, you know, pre-planning and then the production time. And as we were just kind of figuring out how we do this thing, took a while. But we went on the air with season one in March of 2001.
Excellent. I have one more question, and I love this question.
Yeah.
I'm very excited. First of all, this is John from somewhere near Chicago.
Okay.
Wrote, dear brilliant writer Lori and totally awesome producer Steve. Which is just fantastic. Thank you, John.
Yeah, I like this person too. Yeah. I like this person already.
I was wondering if any of the actors or anyone else who works for the show was or is homeschooled.
Hmm.
What do you know about that, Mr. O?
Well, I know that we've had a number of, you know, extras, you know, characters who have kind of come and gone who were homeschooled. I will say Bryce, the actor who plays Caleb Richter, he was homeschooled, but he's now, you know, old, he's through college now. But
yeah, because he's like 39.
He's not quite that old. Also, I believe the actress who, yes, the actress who plays Tiffany Richter, she was homeschooled, but she's also grown up now. And the actress who played Lauren Fisher, if any of our old faithful listeners remember that character, she was homeschooled too, I believe. I'm thinking through all of the Morrisons, and I don't believe any of them were homeschooled, but yeah, a couple of Richters and one of the Fishers. So hope very, that very is a satisfactory answer to that question.
John also wanted to make sure to add that my brother and I absolutely love the bloopers.
Ah, yes.
I know the season's over, but for future podcasts, we would love to have as many bloopers as possible. As you know, we can give you lots of bloopers from our podcasts.
Yeah.
We have lots of those.
And I will dig up, I will try to find some bloopers from these specials and put them at the end of the podcast.
That sounds fantastic.
Yes.
Very good. I think our mailbag, it's running a little dry now.
Yes, we have depleted the mailbag. We need it to be replenished for our next podcast. So if anybody has questions or comments about Down Gilead Lane, about CBH Ministries, about the Coleraine Connection Funcast, of course, you can email us anytime, ccfuncast@gileadlane.org. Or we do still check the messages on the toll-free comment line. Don't get very many calls, but if I ever hear one that's worthy of putting on the podcast,
we will.
We would be eager to put it there. So in the U.S., it's toll-free. The number is 877-937-5397. 877-937-5397.
Yes.
And with that,
Thank you, Fact Boy.
Fact Boy, yes, that's right. I'm Fact Boy. Don't forget, Season 12, weekend of August 29, we are re-airing Season 11 in case you missed any of the episodes. And hey, if you haven't ordered your copy of Down Gilead Lane Season 11 on CD, the CD set is on the shelves now. And what are you waiting for?
It's got more stuff than what you heard on the internet or on the radio.
That's right. As always, added material because we're not constrained by our broadcast time. And Lori is long-winded.
I am. I tend to run over on episodes. I give you more material than what you need. So there's lots of extra stuff since I wrote all the episodes in Season 11.
That's right. So you can go to our online store, shopcbh.org, or you can call our toll-free order line, which is 888-224-2324.
Excellent. Not to be confused with our comment line, which was
877-937-5397. No, excellent. This one for ordering materials from CBH Ministries.
This is where you get stuff.
Getting stuff is 888-224-2324.
And you know what, Steve?
What?
That's a wrap.
That's a wrap. Wine, reel, and print. That's what wrap stands for, you know.
Oh, no, I didn't. I work on movies, and I had no idea.
Nobody knows that anymore, because they don't wind, they don't have reels, they don't print. It's all digital now. But in the olden days.
You are a font of information. That's fantastic.
That is my little fact of the day. Hey, guys, have a great summer. We will see you for the Cheesy Teasy podcast in a couple months. In the meantime, comment on my blog.
And, speaking of the blog.
Yes.
People like mine better than they like yours.
Oh, come on.
They do. You know they do. People comment on my blog more than they comment on yours.
You're too competitive.
Admittedly, I have not written in a while.
We're going to have a contest here. See who gets the most comments.
A blog off.
A blog off between Steve and Lori. Look for it.
Got to watch the blogs.
At funcast.gileadlane.org. Go to the blogs and comment on mine.
Like me better.
All right. We'll see you guys. Have a good one.
Bye.
Here, I looked up Rhubarb. Here, I looked up Rhubarb. Why can't I say Rhubarb?
Rhubarb is actually a vegetable, most closely related to the garden sorrel. It is indigenous to Asia, but is now also grown in the northern U.S. and Canada. It's rich in vitamin C and dietary fiber.
Too bad you messed up the words. You lose!
Sorry!
I knew that wasn't the most important part. You were a great coach and a great friend, helping me get ready for this pageant. I hate that line. You were a great coach and a great friend, helping me get ready for this pageant.
Yeah.
I'll start over.
Okay.
You're not a failure as a father.
Brooke, honey, the shower is open. You might want to jump in before Haley beats you to it.
Good point.
You might want to jump. There's a cliff outside, Brooke.
Your excuses are a lot cuter than I am, so it's all right.
It still wasn't right of me. I didn't want to spend time with you. I did want to spend time with you.
That's all right. I can push you off the cliff when you're done.
Well, what? Do you want to go for a hike?
I'd love to, but I told Hope I'd take her to the beach this morning.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no. Haley and Brooke are going horseback riding, and Timmy
has gone fishing, I know.
The contest started this morning.
Well, you know, maybe I'll just head down there and keep him company until he tells me to go away. I read the thing.
Throw yourself in the lake.
Oh, we didn't say every day. All right, no, here it goes. Ready? Right? All right, that's all we got time for, guys. Remember, every day needs a blog off.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye.